The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so everyone loves to pretend they're rich. That's why we follow all these stars on Instagram and everything. Let me see what they're wearing. Well, we just got a list of the top five luxury brands. So I'm going to count them down and we can all dream a little dream. I mean, one pair of socks is like $200, one of these brands. So that'll be fun. Also, one of our listeners called in and her question is it okay for her husband to text other women? Why would a married man want to talk to other ladies via text? On another topic we're going to explore, the Environmental Working Group released a list of the dirtiest fruits and vegetables, and not dirty in the way we like, okay? Nasty, bugs, pesticides, all that. Are you eating these today for dinner? Well, our podcast will talk about it. And who's the highest paid athlete in the world? Automatic Anthony, I got a little hint. This person is not a soccer, aka football player. And it's the first time he's ever made number one. So let's begin today's podcast now. Have you ever accidentally hurt somebody?
Like their feelings?
No. Like
physically hurt them?
Physically, on accident. Let's tell our stories. Why are we even talking about this?
I already know where you're going.
On your Thursday, Friday's Eve here inside the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
My husband accidentally hurt someone at his second workplace, and he was laughing at the man.
Well, see, this is what happened. Okay, we're at the game, and they're doing, every time the Suns make it three, it's tees for threes.
And they were making a lot of threes.
They're making a lot of threes. So I'm throwing out a whole bunch of t-shirts. They run out of t-shirts and they're like, Otto, just grab this basketball. So I've already been throwing like these kind of heavy, like balled up t-shirts. And this basketball was kind of light. And so I launch it into the stands with the ferocity that I have been launching the t-shirts with. And I send a straight line drive with the basketball right into this guy's gut. And he's got his beer in one hand and his son on the other side. Now all I kept thinking was, please don't hit the kid. Please don't hit the kid.
And the worst part, Otto says his family was laughing at
him. Died laughing.
Hell yeah, dog.
I mean, I'm talking like a fastball to the stomach.
What did you say to him? Did you apologize?
I gave him a t-shirt, of course.
Nice, dude.
I felt so bad. And I was trying so hard not to laugh.
It reminded me when I was little. We went on a field trip. And, you know, I've told you, I wasn't a very popular kid to begin with. I didn't have a lot of friends. And the only friend I had at this particular school was walking with me. And she goes in front of me because we're going downstairs. And I accidentally stepped on the back of her foot.
You flat tired her?
She went flying down the stairs all the way down.
She wasn't your friend after that, was she?
She was not my friend after that.
After she got out the hospital, right?
You know, that reminds me of the time me and my mom used to go to the grocery store, and the first time I clacked her ankles with the back of a shopping cart.
Oh, Anthony, she gave me the look.
Dude, she's like, I didn't even want you to be here in my life. I was like, whoa. Mom.
My dad literally hit me one time in the store for doing that.
That's the worst thing ever. Kids and grocery baskets, it's dangerous. National Day, Anthony A.
We will kick it off with National Frog Jumping Day. You guys want to go do it? I think we should
leapfrog.
Do a TikTok.
Oh, like leapfrog, you mean? Leapfrog?
Yeah, like leapfrog. We should do a TikTok of us leapfrogging. Anybody?
Nope. That reminds me of the birdcage when there's gay people on the China and he says, those are boys playing leapfrog.
All right.
He's trying to hide it.
We're going to keep it going right along next to National Apple Pie Day.
Hey. Come on. Who doesn't love an apple pie?
Yeah, nice hot apple pie out of the oven with vanilla ice cream. Baby.
Now, some people are saying it's fruit cocktail day and others are saying it's just cocktail day. Either way, you want to have one, crack it open, drink an old fashioned, or enjoy some fruit. However you want to do it.
I'm all about the cocktail. A can of fruit cocktail. Yeah, yeah.
And we'll wrap it up on National Crouton Day.
Hey, the crouton is highly underrated. It brings crunch to the salad, and you get a little carbs in there, too.
Ooh. It's flavorless old bread.
What?
What are you talking about?
Who's making your croutons?
Well, you.
I guess I need to add more flavor to the croutons. Welcome to your Thursday. It's almost the weekend. We're almost there. And we have your Down in the DM coming up after this. If you missed yesterday's, we're going to replay it next. Brand new one next hour. Let's celebrate.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty with chest piece tattoos could happen. It could actually happen. It's time for In Case You Missed It. I got that story coming up. But DJ Automatic always comes out the gate with a first one. What we got today?
In case you missed it, a lot of your favorite restaurants aren't open right now. Wendy's is in some places is not open. Chipotle's not open. I see a Dollar General store is not open in Maine. Why, you ask? because social media is getting flooded with pictures of mass walk-offs and signs in restaurant windows and drive-thrus saying, "We all quit. This place is closed. We're not working for these slave wages anymore."
What?
Workers are protesting that they say are horrible working conditions, and it's forcing a bunch of fast food and casual dining places to shut down across the country. At some restaurants like Chipotle, who just yesterday said that they're going to be increasing their pay to $18 an hour now.
Right.
Places like Chipotle.
Which is a great wage.
Yes. Places like Chipotle and Wendy's are closed, and they're really having a hard time reopening because they can't find the staff.
I think that when we do stories about the amount of profit, let's say per se, we did a story about McDonald's, $2.9 million per store annually. Chick-fil-A, almost double that per store. And you can go on and on. I get it. Look, the name of the game is making money. Everybody wants to make money. The CEO's making a lot of money. The person who owns the company is making a lot of money. But I think the workers are telling y'all right now and showing you who's really running the show. If you don't have these workers, you don't get to make your millions of dollars a year. You don't get to make your, you know, $100,000, million-dollar bonuses. Fair is fair.
I think the pandemic taught a lot of us that instead of living to work, we're working to live now.
No, I agree.
And it's just not fair that you work 40 hours a week and you can't even make an honest living. You can't live a great life.
It never makes sense to me when I see people saying they don't deserve to make that money. They're unskilled workers. Why do you have to pay them so much? Well, when they don't make a living wage, those people qualify for help from the government, which means that I got to supplement these $100 million businesses. That's not fair. Dignity, a living wage. Everybody deserves it.
It's not fair that the guy that owns Dollar General store is making millions of dollars, yet we have to pay for their employee to get food stamps.
Exactly.
Can I just take a moment to honor the employees who are still there holding the fort down? Be nice to those guys.
Be nice to them.
Be patient with them. All right?
Because we're talking about bad service where everybody quit. There's only three people.
He's the only one who showed up. Dog, cut him some slack, yo.
And give your employees what they deserve because they're giving you what you deserve.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. All right, Anthony. Anthony, it's your turn.
All right. In case you missed it, the Environmental Worker Group, I don't know what that is, but their website ends in .org, so you know they're legit. All right. They release their annual Dirty Dozen list, which is a list of the most dirty fruits and vegetables in regards to pesticide residue. That's what we're talking about. So these are the ones that have the most pesticide residues. Strawberries coming in at number one.
Oh, no.
And then followed by spinach is a dirty second place.
We always wash our spinach.
Those are the two things we probably buy the most.
Now, this is new on the list. We're having collard and mustard greens are now filled with a lot of pesticides. So be watch out. Make sure you're watching those.
I love collard greens, too.
But this one right here might be the actual worst fruit ever invented. Kale is the third dirtiest fruit.
Because it's not a fruit. It's a vegetable.
It's a vegetable. Sorry, yeah.
Come on, man.
Sorry, guys. Either way, I don't like kale. All right, so it's gross. Whatever it is, it's nasty.
Anyway.
Let's just make sure you guys wash your fruits and vegetables before you eat them. How about that?
Yeah, don't worry about what's a fruit or vegetable. Just wash it all.
Listen to the EWG.org, not me.
All right. So now, don't be surprised if you see Cinderella at Disney World or Disneyland with tattoos all over her body, because Disney is changing its policy on body art, saying they can now be visible. Previously, ink had to be hidden. However, they cannot be offensive or on the head or neck, but everything else is fair game. Why the change? Because everybody has tattoos. Now, having a tattoo used to be a sign of, like, rebellion, used to be like, I'm a tough person, look at me. Now it's just normal.
Everybody's got a big old placa now.
You're right. Everybody's got them.
Did you see the guy who wrote Disney about this, that he said that he what? Just didn't feel like the fantasy would be there anymore? And this guy was like a 50-year-old man.
Why are you
still going to Disneyland, bro?
Creep.
Dude, my fantasy is Tinkerbell with some tattoos.
Hey, if you look like Tinkerbell, you got some tats. Anthony A. Single. Hit us up right now on social media. All right, that's in case you missed it. We'll be back with more coming up right after this. Why would a married man tell his wife, I want to text other women? Well, that's a question that came in from one of our listeners. And let's just play the call in its entirety. And after you hear what's really going on between this couple, then I want the men to speak on it.
My husband, we hear you like every morning, right?
Yeah.
And he's been like wondering, like, because he wants to like text girls, right? We're married. I'm a jealous and sonic wife. I'm sorry. Like, I got him on lock. Like, I don't care. Who knows, whatever. Everybody probably knows me anyway. that I'm like that. You know, I went to his job, whatever. I don't care. Like, he works in the Tipa Sucias. So he's like, I don't see what's wrong with me texting them or whatever just to see how they're doing. And I'm like, okay, cool. If it's somebody you knew from back in the day, cool. But if it's somebody new, like, I have a problem with that. Like, I don't know. I don't text no dudes, you know?
You're like, why are you texting these women? What is he saying in these text messages to his new friends?
Well, he don't have a phone because I trip. And I'll go through it. I don't care. He can go through mine, too. I ain't got no problem. But he says that I would be able to monitor his text messages and stuff. And I guess just to check on them, how they're doing or whatever. To me, I see it like he's texted someone before, but he's lying to me. And he, like, gives them, like, ooh, have a good day, or sending them smiley emojis. Because I took a picture from his dad's phone on somebody that he had texted, and he had sent smileys. And I'm like, how are you trying to build someone up, but you don't even build up your wife? You know what I'm saying? Like, no. God, don't fly with me. I'm sorry.
And let me tell you something. I understand both sides. Like, first of all, he's a man. He should be allowed to have a phone, right? You're not his mom. Right. Second of all, though, if he's disrespecting but if he's disrespecting you and lying about it, I understand why you're upset. Has he ever given you a reason to not trust him?
He says no. I say, I don't know if it's just my insecurities, but I say yeah. I don't know. I mean, but I don't trust
him. Have you ever actually caught him cheating, though?
Yeah, that's a question. Like, you know, feelings are one thing. No.
No.
Let's break down the call from the beginning. Okay, he wants to text other women. He doesn't have a phone. He's not allowed to have a phone.
Because she took it away from him, like, she's his mama.
Well, because he was texting women smiley faces, emojis.
No, that was from his dad's phone. He's having to use his dad's phone to actually text people.
Don't start with that point, Automatic.
Yeah, that's even worse, though.
Why are you starting with that one, man?
Exactly. Like, why is he sneaking around using dad's phone, sending hearts and smiley emojis and sons to women? He ain't sending those sons to his wife. He should have sent it to his wife.
Come on, do we have to keep that for us later on?
I didn't even think about that. I'm obviously not a great lawyer today.
So, first of all, answer the question. Why would a man want to text other women?
Because maybe he is lonely. The everyday monotony of going to work, going home, seeing the same wife, the same kids. He probably doesn't have too many friends, so he just wants to find some new friends. Also, he sounds like a little bit of an older homie, so maybe he doesn't understand the significance of what a good morning text means to a
not a young. A girl. I talked to him on Instagram. They're not older.
But still, you know, he doesn't know. He's married. He's married. That's why. He doesn't really understand the consequences of what he's doing. Now, I was rocking with him up until he said that his wife doesn't feel like she's getting, like, she's being upped. Then that's where now he's really kind of in the
wrong. Like, he needs to make her feel great. Lift her up. Put her on that pedestal for her to feel secure in herself.
What he needs to do is find a new wife.
I mean, I'm sorry. Don't you dare
I'm
say
sorry,
that. This but, is marriage,
but
sir.
If somebody takes my phone away and shows up at my work and is, like, going through my dad's phone, finding out that I sent text messages, that's a lot. But that's a lot.
You're a man.
How about have a conversation first before you divorce?
Well, I mean, that could force somebody into cheating.
You're a man. This guy's not. This guy's not being a man. He's clearly not going to stand up for himself. I don't think he has the brass or the gold to even leave. She's going to control his phone.
You don't want to leave somebody when you're married. She's calling for advice. They both listen. The advice is not get a divorce, okay? That is not the advice here. DJ Automatic would not do that. We have our ups and downs. In fact, we scream and fight all the time. Don't act here like, oh my God, Dana and Otto are so perfect.
I never said we were perfect, but if you showed up at my work and was trying to fight other
women. I do other stupid things and you haven't left me.
But nothing like that.
Automatic, well, did you break one of Dana's phones out of jealousy?
This was like 13 years ago, Anthony, and we don't want to talk about that.
And that's not the point. You did it, and we got past
that's
it.
That's the point. That's
and
the
you
point.
Threw my makeup, but that wasn't 13 years ago. When you threw my makeup across the room, that was a very expensive palette, okay? Out of just being insecure.
Why did we turn this around on me?
Because you're trying to encourage them to break up.
I'm not encouraging. I'm encouraging. Right. Okay, don't break up with her. But please stand up for yourself. How are you going to let somebody take your phone away?
It's
like
not just
like
standing up for yourself. It's
puppy.
Communication and understanding. Why does my wife feel this way? Why I had to figure out, why does my husband feel so insecure that he has to throw my makeup out across the room?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And we've gotten there.
Yeah.
And we've talked it out. And guess what? We're a better couple because of it.
No, you're right. But that guy, whoever did that, was a jerk.
And what do you think it was that got you around to that corner? Because I feel like that's a different man than the person I even know.
I think it's just a lot of it has to do with age. I think, and just being like not being secure in the relationship because, you know, Dana and I, when we first started dating each other, it was very hush-hush because we worked together. And so we kept a lot of things secret. And when I saw that she was texting somebody that I didn't think that she was should be texting, I reacted. And I overreacted because there was nothing going on.
And we don't want the lady to do that here.
Exactly. We don't want this man to overreact or the woman to overreact. I want you to sit down as a couple and have a discussion about why you feel the way you do, and then they'll allow the other person to tell you how they feel as well. Accept those feelings and meet in the middle. And by the way, automatic, you still owe me a phone because you never replaced it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll be back with more of the show right after this. Let's talk about this on social media. Please go to Dana Cortez Show, all social media platforms. Give your best advice to other couples to get through this. All right, we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Can we pretend right now that we all have a lot of money? Let's play this game because the top five searches for luxury brands has been released. I'm going to give them to you right now inside hottest hashtags. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show on your Thursday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
Hold on, guys. It's almost Friday. One more day. All right, so let's get it started. The FDA cleared the first coronavirus Pfizer vaccine for emergency use in children as young as 12 years old. That happened earlier this week. The decision has been highly anticipated by parents and pediatricians. I saw a lot of parents doing news conferences that have children with autoimmune disorders.
Oh.
And that's why. They're like, my child has been isolated because it's dangerous for them. It's dangerous for everyone, but if you have a kid with an autoimmune disorder, it could risk their life. Mm. So,
like one of the girls here in our office, she has a kid with diabetes, and she's very serious about coronavirus.
She's very serious about vaccines. The CDC hopes children will have them before the new school year. Although a serious illness is less likely in children, they can still spread the virus. So do your due diligence. Check it out. Get vaccinated. And then finally, the top searches for luxury brands has been released. Let's dream. Let's have a little fun. Number five, Montclair. Their quilted puffer jacket, it's only $1,500. Hey. Number four, Balenciaga. Reminds me of Cardi B when she sang about Balenciaga.
I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks.
Okay, speaking of socks, Balenciaga socks start at $200 a pair.
What?
Number three, Dior, one of the most recognizable brands in the world. Their sneakers, about $1,000. You're never going to believe who made it into the top five luxury brand for the first time ever, Nike.
Nike's a luxury brand now?
Man, the Zoom, the Air Max, and the Jordan. Because of the amount of money people are spending on Jordans, it's not retail prices either. It's those sneaker shops that y'all made popular. You have to, some Jordans are going for thousands and thousands of dollars. But number one more time. They say it's hard to get to the top, but it's even more difficult to stay there. Gucci gang, number one.
Every time I go to the mall, there's like 100 people in line just to get in the store. And I'm like, there's no way all you have that much money to go spend.
Obviously they do. Not us, DJ Automatic.
Shout out to Gucci. They survived multiple cancellations too.
Yes. So, yeah, I know. Shout out to the luxury brand Gucci.
I ain't never been in there, but, you know.
I go in just to look. That's the only reason I go to Gucci.
I met Bun B and Gucci one time. Like, I actually, that's how we met. And he was like, radio must pay different for you.
And Otto's like, no, I was just...
I'm just window shopping.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off with National Crouton Day. Ooh.
All right, shout out to the crunch in the salad.
Shout out to the croutons. Very underrated, all right?
Yes.
And we also have National Fruit Cocktail Day, so that's not a bad thing. But speaking of fruit, Dana Cortez, why...
That was a heavy
better not
transition.
Be a joke about me.
Why did the Apple Pie Factory have a rough time keeping employees?
Why did the Apple Pie Factory have a rough time keeping employees, Anthony A?
Because of the high turnover rate. Come on, dude.
Automatic.
This one's for you. Why did the apple pie get fired on his day off?
Why did the apple pie get fired on his day off?
I messed it up. Damn it. This one's for you. Why did the apple pie get fired from his job?
Why did the apple pie get fired from his job?
Because he showed up baked. Yeah, dude. National Apple Pie Day.
That's funny.
Come on, I appreciated the last one.
Come on, dude. I want to shout out Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. During his nomination speech, he said something that hit me in my feels, especially because I'm Mexican-American. Listen to this.
That is the power of America. And I, being bilingual and bicultural, am as American as apple pie and rice and beans.
It's just so nice to see a little more diversity in the White House representing all of America. That meant a lot. All right, we'll be back with more of the show coming up right after this. Welcome to your Thursday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, you guys, listen to this. Carla Bellucci, she's an online influencer. Real good-looking woman, you know, super sexy. And she's charging her OnlyFans a one-time fee of $10,000 for an up-close personal look at her giving birth.
Oh.
WTF story. It's a messy one today. All right, this is a real story, though. She's someone who's already charged $7,000 fee to watch her nose job. She's made over $40,000 sharing sexy photos to her OnlyFans account. This is going to cost you $10,000 to watch her give birth to her first child.
Now, she is everything you would think that this woman is be. She's an exotic looking foreign chick. Like, her Instagram, definitely worth it. I'm not sure if I had the $10,000 to spend, though.
You want to watch a woman give birth, Anthony? I got a homegirl, Rosita, down the street, $5, baby.
Didn't you get to watch that video in ninth grade?
I'm not into it, but some guys, if that's your speed, she's definitely hot, dude.
It's called a pregnancy fetish.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. There's some men who are super attracted to pregnant women.
Oh, God.
I don't think you automatically have a pregnancy fetish.
Obviously.
But I do remember when I was pregnant with our daughter, Ava Maddock, you loved rubbing my belly. You loved the pregnant. And when I had her, he said, I miss you being pregnant.
Oh.
Which I thought was really strange.
All I remember is when I was, because I was in the room and I got to see Ava's head pop out the first time. I was like, what is that? And the doctor was like, that's your daughter's head. And I was like, man, she's got a lot of hair.
And I didn't even charge you anything for that.
Dang, dude. Automatic. So is Dana the only pregnant chick you've hooked up with?
Yes. Okay. She's the only pregnant chick. Have you ever hooked up with a pregnant chick?
I have.
Well, I know what it's like, but how did that happen?
Pregnant doesn't mean taken, dog.
I mean, it means that she can't get
okay,
pregnant.
Hold on, Anthony. Hold on. You hooked up with a pregnant chick. How far along was she and was she showing? Could you tell she was pregnant?
She looked like she had a couple breakfast burritos that morning, but nothing too crazy. Like,
so she was like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, nothing too bad, dog.
No, she was not 3 or 4 months. You don't show at 3 or 4 months.
When do you start showing?
Probably about 5 months.
All right, that's about right. Dude, she was hurt, dog, and the daddy was a jerk, bro. What is it? I got to do what I got to do. I got to be a nice guy.
You act like you're doing some kind of community service or something.
But I enjoyed this one, though, dog.
Hey! You want to get a look at Carla Bellucci? Her picture is up at Dana Cortez inside my Instagram story. We'll be back with more of the show coming up right after this. After almost 20 years, Ellen DeGeneres is quitting her talk show. I cannot believe it. I'll tell you why, because she's speaking openly about it right now inside today's Daily Dirt. It's the best gossip only here on the Dana Cortez Show. Anthony, hey, let's get it started with celebrity birthdays.
We have Pusha T celebrating his birthday, Stephen Colbert, Dennis Rodman, Stevie Wonder, and we'll wrap it up on Robert Pattinson celebrating his birthday.
It's Pattinson.
Oh, there you go.
Get that fine man's name right.
Shout out to him. He's the GOAT. I love him.
Yeah, he is. Good actor. All right, so Conor McGregor is the world's highest paid athlete. The 32-year-old UFC superstar earned $180 million. COVID got the rest of us. Obviously not Mr. McGregor.
That's a lot of corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you, $22 million from UFC. The other $158 million came from endorsements, but mostly from the sale of his liquor brand, Proper 12 Irish Whiskey. DJ Automatic, I've never seen you drink that.
It's like a mediocre. It's like a decent.
Have you had
whiskey.
It?
Yeah, it's like a store bottle. You can buy
you
it.
You ain't even
store.
Irish.
I can enjoy whiskey.
I mean, I'm not Mexican. I drink tequila all the time, Dana.
I was just being stereotypical. You know what I'm saying? All right. Now we're going to talk a little bit about Jack Harlow. Do you remember a couple of weeks back, during the Kentucky Derby weekend, actually, we talked about Jack Harlow being at a club where a shooting took place?
Mm.
Now we know his DJ, who goes by Robbie Luciano, has turned himself in on murder charges.
What?
Video shows both of them inside this place called Vibes Ultra Lounge. They're partying, having a good time. And then an altercation between a man, a woman, and at least another man starts. All of a sudden, gunshots ring out. Everyone makes a run for it, including Jack Harlow. One woman was found dead from the shooting, and a man was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. This is serious business right here.
Another sad story for hip-hop revolving around a gun. We got to do better, y'all.
We got to. We got to do better.
The moment you pull that trigger, your life changes. Come on, don't do it.
It's never that serious.
Do you think it's okay if I call Jack and ask him if he needs a new DJ?
Way too soon, DJ Automatic.
It's not even okay if you ask that question.
Wait.
Who the
f***
is that guy?
Take a shot of the Irish whiskey and sit down for the next one. Now we're going to talk about Ellen DeGeneres. She's quitting her talk show after 19 years. She says, I need something new to challenge me. As great as this show is, it's not a challenge for me anymore. The show ends officially in 2022. I think after the whole accusations of her being a bad boss and all those things, she just got tired.
She's sick of people saying, we're going to cancel you every single week. I mean,
you think that's what it is? Yeah, just cancel culture in general?
The cancel culture, the PC culture.
You can't cancel me. I quit.
As somebody who does a show every day, we have to think about, oh, hopefully we don't say the wrong thing. And hers is times a billion.
One thing, after a decade of beating her staff, she wants to move on to greater challenges.
No.
Shut your f***ing mouth.
Too soon, Anthony. Yeah, you too. Take a shot of the whiskey también. That's today's Daily Dirt. It's the best gossip. Catch it at this time every Monday through Friday, only right here.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of the three kings of hip-hop, J. Cole, is releasing an album this Friday, and he has DJ Automatic inspired and motivated to refigure his life out. What did J. Cole do that got Automatic so motivated? Let's talk about it right now. I was welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and today we're having a bro-down about hip-hop, which we love. Now, me and Automatic were talking about J. Cole yesterday, and ever since he mentioned this whole thing about him going out to Africa to join the basketball league, which I agree. I believe J. Cole's a real serious hooper. It's a thing. He walked on to St. John's, but I also believe it's part of his marketing campaign for his album coming out. And I said, Automatic, be ready for this. It's all album promotion. Automatic runs in the next day and says, hey, have you seen a J. Cole freestyle? Have you seen the J. Cole documentary? And he's talking about giving up on sports like I did.
Oh, hold on. He did an interview with Slam Magazine. Basketball Magazine.
Yes.
It's like the only interview he's done so far to promote the album. And he talks about getting out of... you know what? It's in the documentary. Here, I'm going to play a little part for you.
You thought you'd be outside dribbling the ball, doing something, when really, since we're getting in the gym with trainers, like putting in work, shooting 1,000 shots a day, and your dumb ass over there thinking you're doing something, mimicking Iverson. Yeah. So it was like, yo, do you really want to look back 10, 20 years from now with this music and be like, the reason you didn't make it in music because you ain't put in the work. So I was like, that was where the warm-up came from. Every day I woke up, wrote verses, made beats. So so all that to say, the off season was like the same concept. Like,
right.
One more time before I leave, like before I feel like I'm like fulfilled in this game, let me try to reach new heights from a skill level standpoint.
Man, if that was not me to the T. Like, I graduated college, and I'm like, am I going to be a DJ or not? Am I going to do this? And I had to play baseball in college, and I knew what it... I saw what it took to make it to, like, I played with some guys that play in the major leagues, and I saw how much more work they put in than I did, and I was like, am I going to make the same mistakes I made in baseball in DJ?
Interesting. This is fun. Now you've actually been able, because you were, like you said, you had a notoriety. You were a baseball player with a lot of accolades.
Yeah,
right?
I was decent. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. What do you think it was that got you over that hump when it came to DJing and not sports?
Knowing that the amount of work you put in the off season, like J. Cole, is what truly brings you to greatness. If you're not putting in the work, you're not putting in the hours, you're not putting in that time into your craft, you're never going to get to that next level.
Is he now challenging Drake for the current throne?
Well, he's never going to catch Drake as far as hits.
Okay.
Nobody's going to catch Drake as far as hits. But as far as being a great rapper and being like, you know, rapping's a sport, I think he's a better rapper than Drake, personally.
Now, if we're going personal, I'm personally a bigger Kendrick Lamar fan. But if Kendrick Lamar doesn't come from the dark shadows sometime soon, and J. Cole's album is what I think it's going to be, he might be the second greatest MC in the game.
I'm just excited for the album, and J. Cole has me very inspired right now. And I haven't even heard the album yet.
Go run it up and stream Automatic's Man Crush, J. Cole's album coming out this Friday. Y'all have a beautiful Thursday. We love you. And let us know, do you think Kendrick Lamar is greater than J. Cole or vice versa? At DJ Automatic, at Anthony8400. Y'all have a beautiful Thursday.
May 13th here on the Dana Cortez Show, and it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic. Get it started.
And today's birthdays, it is the man, the myth, the legend, the only guy to ever defeat Drake in a battle. It is Pusha T's birthday.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know.
You're right. Pusha T got him. Got him big.
Man, one of the best lyricists in the history of hip-hop.
For real, though.
And when it comes to cocaine rap, ain't nobody better than Pusha T. Ugh.
All right, the next birthday we got, it's Richie Valens' birthday.
Automatic and I watched La Bamba the other day, and I don't think I'd ever really watched it like that. It's a very sad story about Richie Valens. We're talking about a young high school kid, Mexican-American at that, Chicano, right? At that time, that's not happening in mainstream rock and roll, that in the span of a year and a half had this incredible career and then was just, it ended so quickly.
It was wild for me when we talked to him.
about it.
You mean the star of La Bamba?
Oh, to Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah. And he played Richie Valens.
And he didn't know that at the time when they were making that movie, how iconic it was going to be going forward.
Little independent film, nobody got paid a lot of money, and it's still a cult classic to this day.
And the last birthday we got, it is the eighth wonder of the world's birthday. It is Stevie Wonder's birthday.
I could listen to Stevie Wonder all day.
All day, all night. Literally my favorite artist of all time. All right, now we're going to 1991 when De La Soul releases their second album, De La Soul Is Dead. Saturday. So the album got five mics from the source, which is like the pinnacle of hip-hop right there. If you can get five mics, you have a great album. But it did not sell worth a damn. People did not. It was critically acclaimed, did horribly on the market.
Iconic group, De La Soul, and they're considered a one-hit wonder. So think about that. The only hit they had was That One, Me, Myself, and I, but that's not right. There's such an incredible
Well, they got a lot of classic albums, which you can't listen to on the internet.
That's what I was going to say. Imagine if they were able to come up during this streaming era where there's no gatekeepers.
Well, the thing that's going on with them right now is Tommy Boy won't release them from their record contract. So they can put their music on like Spotify or Tidal or Apple Music, but they would only get 10% of the proceeds right now.
Man.
So they're like, we don't even want to put it up there. Why would we do that?
They when need to
Tommy
put it
Boy
in court.
Gets to keep 90%?
Take him to court.
They've been trying. They can't get out of it. All right, last we're going to 2016 when Chance the Rapper releases his third mixtape, Coloring Book. If one more label try to stop me, it's going to be some dread in your lobby.
You don't want no problem, want no problem with me. This right here, what can you say?
I mean, it's my favorite Chance project. It won him a Grammy for Best New Artist. He did this 100% independent.
Oh.
Coloring Book was still independent.
Just with the distribution of Apple Music. Come on now. Apple helped this album a lot. It's a great album. It's a great album. I almost don't even want to call it a mixtape because that's how good of a piece of a project it is. This was the first thing that I listened to that I was like, okay, I understand the mania
behind
Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
It's the Dana Cortez Show and that's Music Facts with DJ Automatic. We'll be back with more of the show less than five from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The whole WTF, let me tell you something right now. When I first had my first child, for those of you who don't know, I was 15 when I gave birth to my oldest daughter, Kirsten. And I remember the doctor specifically asking me, do you want me to put a mirror on her so you can watch it? I didn't even want to see that myself. I didn't want to see my own. Hey, how would I pay $10,000 to see somebody else's hoo-hoo?
So you're saying you're not going to pay for that?
No, I showed you for free. I didn't even. Had I known, I would have charged you to watch our daughter come into the world.
You can't charge me. I put the baby there.
That's all you did.
Dude, oh, it was funny. When I was born, my mom said that my grandpa was very frustrated with me because she was the first one into labor and the last one out. So my grandpa said,
big old dome,
yeah,
bro.
My big old head took a sweet time. I would have missed a lot of money on this one.
All right, that's the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Remember, we got a lot more for you to listen to. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and thank you so much for checking it out.